The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop, looking out over London.
Good night, and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
All right, here we go. Off and running for another week. I know the week actually started yesterday, but we don't start here until Tuesday. So welcome to it. I am Nicole Sandler. If you're just joining us, well, of course, the show just started. So makes sense. I'm in one of those moods today. I know I've been for the last couple of months anyway, starting the show off with something funny. I couldn't find anything like really funny today. Sorry, stuff is just making me angry. Like the idea that Donald Trump is going to deliver his first Oval Office address tonight. But it's not about anything important. It's about a bullshit, his wall that we now have learned, devised. The whole idea of the wall was just sort of like a mnemonic device for him to remember to talk about immigration when he was at one of his Nuremberg rallies. Seriously, that's what it was about. There was never any intention to build a stupid wall on the southern border. It's not needed. It's a waste. It's just fodder for Trump to rile up his idiotic masses. You know, the people that he loves so much.
I love the poorly educated.
Yeah, them. Because they're the only ones who fall for this bullshit that we need a fence. A fence isn't going to do anything. What this administration is doing is closing the ports of entry where it is legal for world citizens to show up to try to get asylum here. If they've been, Amy Simon's in the chat room. Hey, Amy. Oh, it's nice to see some people visiting the chat room who haven't been here in a while. We need to get Amy back on the show again one of these days. Have a reunion of the liberal goddesses, for those who remember. Anyway, I digress. So what happened was Trump announces he's doing this bullshit address from the Oval Office tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern and asked the networks for time to carry it. He's asking for 8 minutes. It's going to be an 8 minute long speech. All you need to do is go back to 2014. In 2014, Barack Obama was delivering a speech on immigration. And the network said, we can't interrupt Bones and the Big Bang Theory for an address from the President of the United States. Besides, doing a show I shouldn't look at the chat room when I'm trying to rant about something I'm upset about. Besides, Barack Obama talking about immigration, that would be a highly partisan speech. Really now. And what is this bullshit that Trump spews out continuously? It's all partisan. He doesn't know how to speak, first of all, without lying, but second of all, without being incredibly partisan. He said about the shutdown that the people who are, having to live without a paycheck, that they'll get by. The providers, what did he call them? What does he call here? Here's what he said. Hold on.
I can relate.
Sorry.
I'm sure that the people that are on the receiving end will make adjustments.
The receiving end. The people on the receiving end, that I guess that would be your landlord, your doctor, your grocer. They'll all make adjustments. They always do. What fucking world does he live in? What color is the sky on your planet, Donald? Piece of shit. They're not going to make adjustments. People who are having to work for no paycheck or have gotten sent home, I don't know which one is worse. I guess having to work with no paycheck is worse, because then you can't work another job to try to earn some money. but so Donald Trump says they'll make adjustments, they'll get by. He does not know what it's like to live from paycheck to paycheck. He doesn't know what it's like to have to rely on a paycheck. He doesn't know what it's like to have to decide between paying the electric bill or picking up that prescription. If it's a prescription for your kid, you pick up the prescription for your kid. He says, I understand. I can relate. Bullshit. That's absolute and utter
bullshit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. God, can you tell it pisses me off? So in 2014, Obama was delivering this address on immigration, and none of the networks carried it. The cable channels did. But if you wanted to watch it, you had to watch one of the cable channels or go to YouTube or Obama's Facebook page or the White House website. I mean, there were a lot of ways to watch it, but the fact remains that everybody, every channel is going to carry this PR stunt tonight that has no veracity, because Donald Trump wouldn't know the truth if it came up and bit him on the ass. It's astounding, absolutely astounding. So my rant for the day, it really makes me angry, and it should make you angry. And I know a lot of people are boycotting the stupid speech. I would, but I can't, because this is my job. So I'll watch it so you don't have to. If he says anything important, I'll let you know. But chances are he's just going to lie his way through it. Now, what'll be interesting is to see, you know, flip channel to channel and see which ones maybe fact check him in real time. Tomorrow on the program, and this is just a coincidence, I can't take credit for brilliant guest booking, although, you know, anyway, tomorrow, Daniel Dale of the Toronto Star will be here. And you need to read his stuff at the Toronto Star, but also check out his Twitter feed. Especially, here's a way to get through the thing tonight. Don't watch it, but just read Daniel Dale's Twitter feed. In fact, his Twitter feed, I think, is D Dale. Oh, hold on. I'll tell you exactly what it is. So I'll tell you again later, but Daniel Dale, it's D Dale 8. At DDale8, and he's the Washington correspondent for the Toronto Star. And his specialty is live tweeting the bullshit Trump press conferences, gaggles, every time he opens his stupid mouth. Daniel Dale live tweets it to perfection. So don't watch the thing tonight. I'll make the ultimate sacrifice for you. and just watch Daniel Dale's Twitter feed, because I promise you, you'll get the best of all worlds. All right. I know, I see Laffy in the chat room is excited that Daniel Dale's going to be here tomorrow. So we'll talk about that and more. Laffy, Gotta Laugh is back, after being gone for 2 weeks. So let's take a break. We'll get to what's news. I'm not going to do it live today. Sorry. I may break in with a comment from the peanut gallery or something, but that's it. And then we'll be back with Gotta Laugh next. All right. It is the Tuesday show at NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I read the news today. Oh, boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In 2014, all of the major networks refused a request from then-President Barack Obama when he wanted to address the nation to present his plan for immigration reform to the American people. For some reason, all of the major TV networks will air Donald Trump's 8-minute address Tuesday night on his promised border wall live after the White House requested they make space in their primetime lineups. ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC all confirmed Monday that they would carry Trump's address to the nation on what he calls, quote, the humanitarian and national security crisis at our southern border. Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer have asked the networks for equal time to respond to Trump's address. Meanwhile, if the networks insist on carrying the speech live, many are suggesting live fact-checking, even running the speech on a short delay, allowing the networks time to respond to Trump's lies as they happen. For example, a few days ago, Trump said that past presidents agreed with him on a wall.
This is national security we're talking about. We're not talking about games. We're talking about national security. This should have been done by all of the presidents that preceded me, and they all know it. Some of them have told me that we should have done it.
Not so fast, Captain Bone Spurs. All four living former presidents have now denied telling Trump that they support his long-promised border wall. During his Oval Office address, Trump just might announce that he'll declare a national emergency in order to get his stupid wall.
Have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval? And second,
yes,
on Mexico, you have.
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the wall?
No, we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. I may do it.
Too bad for him that the resident legal expert at Trump TV, Judge Andrew Napolitano of Fox, said no can do.
The president has valid emergency authorities in a time of a true emergency, but he can't spend money and he can't take property unless the Congress has authorized it. That's directly from the Constitution.
Trump's shutdown is now in its third week, and if no agreement is reached by Saturday, will become the longest shutdown in U.S. history. And if no agreement is reached soon, hundreds of thousands of federal workers will miss their first paycheck this Friday. Astonishingly, Trump says he can relate.
I can relate, and I'm sure that the people that are on the receiving end will make adjustment. They always do, and they'll make adjustment. People understand exactly what's going on. But many of those people that won't be receiving a paycheck, many of those people agree 100% with what I'm doing.
He has no idea what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. One of Trump's latest lies got a big pushback this weekend, surprisingly from Chris Wallace at Fox, who didn't let Sarah Sanders get away with the whopper. He began with a clip of Kirstjen Nielsen, head of Department of Homeland Security.
CBP has stopped over 3,000 what we call special interest aliens trying to come into the country on the southern border. Those are aliens who the intel community has identified are of concern.
But special interest aliens are just people who come from countries that have ever produced a terrorist. They're not terrorists themselves. And the State Department says that there is, quote, their words, no credible evidence of any terrorists coming across the border from Mexico.
We know that roughly nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists come into our country illegally. And we know that our most vulnerable point of entry is at our southern border.
I know the statistic. I didn't know if you were going to use it, but I studied up on this. Do you know where those 4,000 people come or where they're captured? Airports.
Not always, but certainly a large
number. The State Department says there hasn't been any terrorists that they found coming across the southern border.
It's by air, it's by land, and it's by sea. It's all of the above. But one thing that you're forgetting is that the most vulnerable point of entry that we have into this country is our southern border, and we have to protect it. And the more and more that individuals...
They're not coming across the southern border, Sarah. They're coming, and they're being stopped at airports.
NBC News broke a story Monday night that says CBP encountered only 6 immigrants at the southern border whose names were on a federal government list of known suspected terrorists during the first half of fiscal year 2018. Starting Tuesday, 1.4 million Floridians with completed sentences will be able to register to vote, the single biggest enfranchisement of voting rights since passage of the 26th Amendment to the Constitution. And finally, Centoya Denise Brown, a Tennessee woman serving a life sentence for killing a man who bought her for sex when she was 16 years old, has been granted clemency after 15 years in prison. Brown was 16 when she killed a 43-year-old stranger who picked her up and brought her to his home. Sentenced to life in prison for the 2004 murder, her case gained national attention last year after it began circulating under the hashtag #FreeCentoyaBrown, lifted further by celebrity supporters. Her defenders said the teen was forced into prostitution by a violent boyfriend. On Monday, Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam granted her clemency, adding that she will be released on August 7th and on parole for 10 years. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
This is a huge, huge issue.
And we're talking about it. The Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com.
And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
All right. Hey, every Tuesday, we get together with my pal, Gotta Laugh. And we talk about what's happening in the news. We do it by going through Laffy's Twitter feed because she's got lots of Twitter followers. Anyway, first we got to get her on the line. So, hello.
Why, yes, you've reached the How Democrats Can Get Under Trump's Skin in 2020 hotline.
Okay.
Press 1 if you think Democrats can get under Trump's skin by adding the word motherfucker to every campaign slogan.
You got that, motherfucker.
Press 2 if you think Democrats can get under Trump's skin by including clips of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dancing to every campaign video soundtrack.
Yep.
Press 3 if you think Democrats can get under Trump's skin by also including clips of Elizabeth Warren looking into the camera, calling Trump a motherfucker while dancing to the Breakfast Club soundtrack. Have a nice day.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That was a fun one.
Yes, it was. I bet. I don't even know what to say about any of this. First of all, on Friday, I think it was Friday, I put together a little montage because the whole motherfucker thing really pissed me off. And then, you know, usually when I do those, it's sort of like crickets. I don't get feedback. That's the bad thing about radio is unless you're, you know, getting immediate feedback from the chat room, you don't get response. You don't get applause. You don't get that instant feedback. And actually, I got a lot of response to that montage, that motherfucker montage I put together. Because the only thing I could think of when I started hearing all the criticisms of AOC Rashida Tlaib for calling him a motherfucker was George Carlin. And of course, songs about words and how words are, you know, they're just words. So I put that little thing together. And after hearing from people, I decided I'd make it a standalone and put it out. But I can't put it on YouTube because I got copyright violated for everything. Yeah. The Carlin clip, the songs I used and everything. So it's posted on the blog, on Facebook, and it went out to Twitter. So if anyone wants to hear it, just let me know it's there. It blows my mind that people, and I'm seeing comments from Trump supporters, from maggots out there, you know, oh my God, she used such foul language. Have they heard their president?
Please.
Have they heard Trump?
Oh my God. No. Yeah. I mean, there's been a montage circulated of all the time, or not all the times probably, but a lot of the times that Trump used swearing or whatever.
I used a little bit of it. I wouldn't subject you to the rest of it. There's a great montage going around now, although I'm very reticent to play it because I know the listeners in the chat room really hate hearing his voice. But there's this montage going around that now this news put together of him saying, I know more about X than anyone, than anyone in the world. You know, I know more about
Chris
terrorism.
Hayes played that. Oh, that was fantastic.
Yeah, so I've got it. We'll see if I'm hurting for something to play for 2 minutes, maybe I'll whip it out. Anyway, we've got, whip it out.
That's where my mind is today.
So how are your couple of weeks off?
Oh, hectic, because we were helping our kids. They bought a townhouse, and I have twins, and they went in on a townhouse together, and we've been moving them in and, you know, getting all the loose ends put together and all that. And so it's been a little hectic. It hasn't been a relaxing 2 weeks, but it was nice just to be able to have the time to do that.
Sure. I hear you.
Yeah.
Mr. Laffy was off?
Yeah, Mr. Laffy had 2 weeks off. It was great.
That's nice.
That was the best part. I mean, we took Hamilton out every day to a different park or a different, you know, in one of our parks, it was so sad. It burned down in the fire.
Oh.
It's like this spectacular park filled with wildlife and streams, and it's just beautiful. And we went up there hoping, and it was gone, and they're rebuilding it, I guess.
Wow. That's so sad.
Yeah.
That is sad.
Really sad. But it was so much fun to have, you know, everybody together and now we're back to it. Now we're back to all the atrocities we have to deal with. And I've got a big lineup. So you want to start?
Okay. Let me tell you one other thing that I started doing to maybe give some incentive to. Oh, can you close that door, please? noise coming in. I started volunteering at this wildlife center that's near here. We live near the Everglades. And so there's this Sawgrass Nature Center and Wildlife Hospital that I've been passing by for years. And finally, I thought, you know, I need to do something that is not politics related. I need to get out and be with people and do something that gets my mind off of this shit day in and day out. So I started volunteering over there. So on Sundays, I'm volunteering at this place. And if you're not on Facebook, I tweeted out some pictures too. I'll send you some of possums and owls and all kinds of blue jays and birds and parrots. And I'm trying to think what they have. Prairie dogs there. They have, so it's a wildlife hospital. They only take species that are native to this area. But it's cool. But I'll tell you, I'm so sore because I've been cleaning out cages and getting down on the floor. And yeah, it makes me feel good that I'm doing something that
And animals, anything to do with animals, I'm in love with. I just sent, I never do this. Somebody in my feed sent out a little silent video of a brand new colt walking and galloping around and I fell in love with it, so I put that out. I just love animals so much, so I'm so glad you're doing that.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do. I just hope my body holds up. I'm getting old, and so you know, it's hard to do that kind of work. But I'm doing it, and it's gross. I almost puked from the pigeon shit yesterday or Sunday. Oh.
Thank you for sharing.
No problem. Okay, you want to get to after that.
Speaking of birds, right?
let's let loose the birdies.
Okay. Welcome to my tweet spot.
All right. So, what have the Twitters been doing lately? I mean, I've been seeing some of the outrage. I know they've been getting Don Chrysalis's case. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I saw that too. And I saw a couple of your tweets go by that were really good. I loved your tweets today.
Yeah, I'm in a feisty mood. I've been pissy on Twitter this morning.
Oh, but it's good pissy. I love it.
Okay, good.
Anywho, actually, I think this one was from yesterday, but I'll start with it. It's from Empty Wheel, Marcy Wheeler. She quote tweeted Michael Calderon of Politico saying CBS says the address will run no longer than 8 minutes, according to the White House. Mm-hmm. And so she said, if I recall correctly, W started the Iraq war in less time.
Yeah, no, a lot of damage can be done in 8 minutes. And of course, that means it'll be at least 12 because Trump will ad lib his way through it, especially when he fucks up on a word. He's got to build a whole sentence around it.
Yeah. Or when he realizes what he just read.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, I got to say, so Trump's going to do the speech at 9 o'clock. It's supposed to run 8 minutes. Then Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are going to deliver a response. It's supposed to immediately follow Trump's whatever it is he's doing on all the networks. Bernie Sanders tweeted out that he's going to deliver a response too. It'll be on Facebook and Twitter and his website. And right. I've come across so many people ripping him on Twitter.
Me too.
That I didn't block them, but I unfollowed them. It's, you know what? Stop it already. You call yourself a progressive? Stop bad-mouthing Bernie Sanders.
Exactly. And not only that, why bad-mouth people who are on your side?
I don't know.
This goes right back to the 2016 primaries I was blocking people who I had been, you know, friends with on Twitter for my entire time on Twitter because they would enter my feed without my inviting them with some kind of a tweet, you know, and just start bashing Bernie. Mm-hmm. I mean, for no reason. They
no
would just start saying,
all.
And viciously. It wasn't even just, I really disagree with this and I think that she'd be better. You know, that's fine. I'm happy to talk about that. But they would just come in and be vicious. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm done.
Right?
I don't need
this. And that's
this
how they're being, that's how they're being about his delivering a response to Trump's asinine remarks tonight.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
And journalists are coming in with articles about, well, now, you know, he's saying this and he's saying that. Okay, you're not even a Democrat. Why does it matter if Bernie is a Democrat or not? Why is that important to people?
I don't
get that.
Because they need something to bash him for.
Apparently. I just don't understand. Someone said, Speedbird said that she doesn't block, she mutes. I don't. I don't want them in my stream
in any
way, shape, or form.
Right. Well, what I did with these people is I unfollowed them so they won't be in my stream.
Yeah.
If they come back at me with something rude, I'll block them. believe me, I block people.
They'll find a way to, you know, they'll see a retweet of you and they'll come at you again.
Yeah,
but
I'm sure.
It's not just Bernie bashing though. I mean, Lisi is saying, you know, I wish they'd stop with the Bernie bashing. It's anybody they disagree with.
Yep.
If they disagree with I don't know, Elizabeth Warren, it's going to be Elizabeth Warren bashing.
Yep.
If their primary candidate isn't your primary candidate, they're going to come into your stream and start telling you how awful your candidate is. There's no reason to do that.
Exactly.
We're all on the same side. We're all going to vote for the person, hopefully.
You would think.
Who is, so.
But these people are so apoplectic about Bernie Sanders. Like, how dare he do this? Like, what is your fucking problem? If you don't want to listen to him, don't watch his response. But you know what?
Also,
get out of my stream.
Yeah, no, exactly. And the other thing is they forget that a lot of the, quote, Bernie bros were Russian trolls.
That's right.
And so they're holding Bernie responsible for people or accounts that were bots and said things that they didn't like, when in fact most of them, and it was documented, were Russian trolls. So the whole thing is bogus anyway. But if you don't like someone, you don't have to get rude about it. Just say, I disagree.
Yes.
You know, I wish they wouldn't do that. And I go, okay. That's fine. Vote for your person.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm fine with whoever they want to vote for.
Right. And that's how it should be. And we can have, you know, we can debate on it. We can talk about it.
Yeah.
But when you start being rude and calling Bernie names because he's going to deliver a response to Trump's comments tonight, fuck you.
And I don't get, again, why, he's not even a Democrat. Well, if he holds your values, if you like the idea of Medicare for all or health care for all, if you like free college education or what, you know, whatever it is that you are for, that he's for, why is he the enemy? Because he's not a Democrat and he caucuses with the Democrats.
Yep.
He works with the Democrats. He represents Democrats everywhere. So I don't know. I'm just tired of it. I don't mind if you're not a fan of his, but I just don't like some of the reasoning behind
it. And Lisi D also wrote in the chat room, these idiots were Elizabeth Warren bashing too and were mocking her trip to Iowa last weekend.
Yes,
that's true.
That's
and
what
I saw
I'm
that
saying.
As well. And it just pisses me off. They need to cut it out.
They do. Anybody they disagree with. I don't know who they wanted. You know, and also, they're all... I'm seeing a lot of people that are jumping into the Beto O'Rourke thing.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's very likable and great with people, has a lot going for him, but I'm not so sure we all agree with some of the things that some of these, not just him, but some of the other candidates have stood for, and we need to hear more about what they're for now.
Absolutely. And that's what primaries are for, to get all those ideas out there, to find out what each candidate stands for. But if you go into it going, I don't like Bernie Sanders. He was, his people were Bernie bros in the last election. Not, they weren't. Just stop it already.
Yeah, it's grow up is really what it amounts to. Learn to accept that other people have differing opinions or different tastes and simply disagree with them and go on your way.
Yep.
Okay, so Daniel Dale, speaking of whom, had a little threadlet, it's not long. He said, in my a lot of these are about the speech and fact-checking and things like that. He said, in my experience, immediately fact-checking Trump's immigration lies is harder than immediately fact-checking most other Trump lies. They're often written into his speeches by people more sophisticated at deception than he is. Most of Trump's lying is just Trump being a liar. It's him ad-libbing out of speeches that are more or less factual. The immigration lying is an administration-wide strategy. He repeats a lot of them, so outlets should be prepared to respond to those right away. But there's really no way to counteract a barrage of live-to-air Trump immigration lies with fact-checking, even if live TV fact-checking were a common thing. You can't do it fast enough.
Right.
And then he said, yes, I agree with this. Eric Schmelcher, who is a political consultant, said, I think Nets can predict some of the biggest ones he is likely to repeat and have chyrons at the ready. For instance, any lie of terror, you can have a fact-checking, a fact-check using DHS admission and more. And he said, yes, I agree with this.
Well, so, you know what? I mean, he just a few minutes ago, tweeted out a Washington Post piece that is your fact-checking cheat sheet for Trump's immigration address. And it's got, it's getting ready, you know, here are the things that we know he's probably going to lie about. I've already started building the wall. The wall will be built by good old USA, by steel companies that were practically out of business. I never said it would be a concrete wall. Bullshit. The wall in Israel is 99.9% effective. Bullshit. I mean, so they have the preemptive fact check page already.
That's how bad he is. Yeah, that's just how bad he is. Okay, this just broke. This is from the Maddow blog. Oh, from Chris Geidner saying the Supreme Court. This is breaking. Denies the foreign country-owned company's request to stay a contempt order resulting from its refusal to comply with the grand jury subpoena. Roberts' administrative stay is vacated, so the result is the contempt order is back in effect. I know
The mystery case, and we don't know who it is. We know it's a foreign company. There was a lot of speculation that it was Deutsche Bank, but it's referred to in the court papers as Corporation One or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know that they would call a bank a corporation, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yep.
I'm lost. That whole thing is like
it's,
goes
it's
over my
confusing.
Head.
It's confusing. Right. I know.
We'll find out eventually.
Yep.
Okay. So Chuck Grassley tweeted, hey, you know, to Trump, when you give your TV speech, and by the way, he used the letters you, when you,
yes.
give you are, your, mm-hmm. he didn't need to. There's, he has plenty of room and he didn't have to shorten this. But when you give
are.
Your TV speech Tuesday night, delivered as if you were conversing with Iowans, not New Yorkers.
What's he
so
trying
Lawrence
to say
O'Donnell
there?
Said,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you insulting New Yorkers or Iowans? Do you want Trump to use bigger words or smaller words? Should it be smarter or stupider? Are you saying Iowans aren't as smart as New Yorkers, or are you just casually showing your bigotry? That was from Lawrence O'Donnell.
Yes, and I think it's bigotry, actually.
I do too.
Yes. Because, you know, those New Yorkers, a lot of them are Jews.
They're Jewy people.
They're Jews, and I've heard they have horns and tails.
They do. We do. We do. And I think that's why Lawrence ended it with that. I think that was his intent. Like,
uh-huh.
you're a bigot. So
right.
Shut the
yes,
fuck up. Okay.
Of course.
Empty Wheel again. She's replying to over Robert Costa, who tweeted, the only caveat to all of this is that the White House knows GOP holding together is critical. That's why POTUS and VP are phoning members. That's in part why there is a speech to the nation and trip to the border, direct message to skittish Republicans that this is the line, this is a crisis, so hold on tight. And Empty Wheel says, and this is why Chuck Grassley publicly begged Trump to appeal to his, Grassley's, voters and not New York.
I see. You know, I wonder, Trump's trip to the border is scheduled for Thursday now. I wonder if he's going to bring paper towels to throw out to the people there.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Because, mm-hmm. you know, that's all they need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course they do. They need paper towels and apparently inoculations, according to him. Zach Coleman, who is a Politico, he said the Trump administration is still processing oil and gas permits during the government shutdown.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, because that's what's important.
Right. And of course, they have like park employees at the old post office at the Trump Hotel in D.C., the historical part of it. Wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah, can't imagine. You know, can't imagine why. Anyway, so that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Vice President Pence said Trump has impression that the previous presidents wanted to build a wall. It wasn't that he said it. He didn't really mean it. He was just kidding when, he said all the previous presidents wanted to build a wall.
Sorry, the buzzer is just going to sound at random times throughout the address tonight. In case you're wondering, if all of a sudden you hear, that's me calling bullshit. That's all.
I thought it was my stomach. So here's something that Reuters tweeted out, but I've got the article in front of me. Mm-hmm. Trump administration snubs European diplomats in the U.S. The change in protocol. Wait, I've skipped a sentence. I don't want to say that. Trump's administration has lowered the status of the European Union's diplomats in Washington without notifying Brussels.
Yeah, they don't stand on protocol. That's one thing this administration does not do.
The protocol for a close U.S. ally means the bloc's Washington-based diplomats are less likely to be invited to high-profile events and have a lower importance than under former President Barack Obama.
Well, duh.
Oh, God, isn't this fun? U.S. This is from the New York Times.
Okay.
U.S. carbon emissions surged in 2018, even as coal plants closed.
We have the lowest carbon emissions of anyone in the whole world, and nobody knows that as well as I do.
That's what people are saying, and people are telling them.
Yes.
People tell me. People are telling me all day. People are saying, yeah, well, Go, everybody go get a gas mask because we're going to need them.
No kidding.
Heidi Prisbilla, I hope I had said her name right. Mm-hmm. I always screw it up. Oh, good. Okay. She said Representatives Jackie Speier and Jared Huffman, both Democrats, will deliver some of the trash they picked up this weekend in national parks to the White House today at 4:45 p.m. Eastern time at the front gates across from Lafayette Park.
Okay.
So trash going to trash.
Good. That's where it belongs.
Yeah. There we go. I thought that was very clever of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is from Dory, a copywriter by training and a screenwriter by calling. Two devastating reports in the Washington Post detail the horrifying scope of their ignorance. The administration did not realize that 38 million will lose their food stamps under a shutdown, nor did it know that thousands would face eviction. And then she hashtags it, moron Trump, boycott Trump primetime. And I said, actually, they're glad about that. They're perfectly fine with it. They don't care. It may be devastating, and maybe they didn't realize it. But now that they realize it, they don't care.
Yeah, well Trump's whole reasoning for that is, he didn't care that they weren't getting paid because this is according to Trump, most of those federal workers are Democrats. So the president of the United States says he doesn't care about half the country. If they're Democrats, they don't matter to him. What happened to I'm the president for all the people? He never said that. He never said that. That was Obama who said that. That was every other president who said that. But Donald Trump said, they're Democrats. Let them eat cake.
Daddy, I'm a Democrat.
Mm. Eat cake. You need a few pounds on you, you skinny bitch.
Oh, thank you. That was the best compliment you've given me since I was born. Daddy.
Glenn Thrush tweeted, he's with the New York Times, Secret Service agents, including members of the Protective Services Division, are growing increasingly anxious and angry about working without pay. Quote, they are asking you to put your life on the line and not paying you. It's ridiculous, a 20-year veteran says.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Ivanka and Jared went traveling over the holidays. I think they went to Florida, but I think they went somewhere else as well, needing Secret Service protection. Same thing with the other imbecile children and malaria and the kid. They went down to Florida as well. I mean, these people they have no empathy. They just don't. They don't get it. They don't get that people are hurting and that they're the cause of the pain.
I was trying to sell my line of clothing to the Secret Service, but they didn't have the money to buy them.
Oh, no.
Daddy, it was a bad idea that I did that, I think.
Yeah, I think Daddy. So.
Daddy.
Mimi Rocha.
Mm-hmm.
I could do her voice all day, honestly. Mimi Rocha says, she's quoting Martina Navratilova.
Yes, I have that one.
Good one.
That. Yes.
She says, Martina said, I can tell you all this for sure. Whatever ridiculous propaganda we were fed in then Czechoslovakia, which was mandated by Soviet Union, pales next to the lies being told and repeated by Trump and his ilk. I am not kidding. Trump truly trumps the communists, and that's not easy. And then Mimi Rocha, and she said this, what do you say? What say you, Senate GOP?
Hmm.
They say nothing.
No,
that's what they say.
Yeah, nothing there.
Nothing Coo-coo. There. Lights Coo-coo. Are on. Nobody's home. Stuart Stevens, he's a Republican consultant, isn't he? He said, there are numerous examples of presidential addresses made to calm a frightened public. This will be the first to frighten a calm public.
I wouldn't necessarily say the public is calm, but I get the point either. He's making. Yeah. Right.
Okay, so it's time to cancel Trump's speech. You know why?
Why?
Because Kelly Conway said that Sarah Sanders made unfortunate misstatements about terror suspects at the border.
Kellyanne Conway said that Sarah Sanders made mistakes. Oh, when she spoke to what's his name at Fox, Chris whatever.
Yes, Wallace? She goofed. She White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway on Monday downplayed the Trump administration's misrepresentation of the number of suspected terrorists apprehended at the southern border, arguing that Huckabee S. made an unfortunate misstatement. So I guess we don't need the speech tonight, huh?
Oh, God. Well, the thing is, I mean, what's his name? Pence. you know, the vice president. I guess he tried to back up Trump on the on these lies that everyone's telling, that Sarah Sanders told. 4,000 terrorists are entering the country via the southern border, which is just a lie. There were six. There were six people who were known to have connections to the terrorist world. Six. That's this many that I can count on two hands. Don't even need my toes. I mean, and they're claiming 4,000. These people know no shame.
No, none. I mean, Pence has lied about everything. I don't know why he's not supposedly, according to the legal experts we see on the TV machine, that Pence isn't going. Or I get You know what it was? It was. I'm sorry. I take that back. It was Marcy Wheeler who said that Pence is not going to be indicted or in any real trouble because of the way that I think Mueller has worded things, letting us know that he's not going to do anything about Pence. And Pence has been lying about everything. I don't get that.
Yep. Well, we'll see. Just because, look, I happen to think Marcy Wheeler is one of the best journalists out there today. But even she can't predict. She doesn't. I mean, there are things she doesn't know. We don't. Yeah, there are things she doesn't know. This is her learned opinion, but she can be wrong.
Let's hope she is on this one.
Yep.
Toure, you know Toure, he said the president is speaking tonight and we don't know whether he will declare a national emergency. But if there was an actual national emergency, we would already know that.
That's true.
Wouldn't you think?
I would
think. We'd all be hiding under our desks and saying, duck and cover, duck and cover, and we'd hear sirens.
It certainly would have come up before now.
You
especially
think?
After a few years of net immigration loss. I mean, the net numbers of immigrants coming into the country are down. This bullshit that they're making up of these the ridiculous arrests at the border are just not true.
No, they're out and out provable lies. It's ridiculous. Now, I tweeted something. I said, how ironic that Pence, speaking of him, is now calling them special interest aliens when we've been calling out special interest groups for decades.
Yeah, they had to come up with a name. Just like Trump doesn't want to call it a shutdown. He wants to call it a strike. You fucking moron! A shutdown is not a strike. A strike would be if all the federal workers all of a sudden said, you know what? We're not going to work because we're protesting the fact that you're a fucking moron sitting in the White House. That's not what happened. The moron sitting in the White House said to the people, you're not going to work. We're shutting the government down. That's the difference. Shutdown, strike. Two different things. Idiot.
It just says this.
God.
It's so embarrassing and so it's dangerous. But I mean, I have to laugh. That's why I call myself gotta laugh. Or you cry.
That's right.
LOL GOP has a short thread. One good way to make sure people know it's you holding the government hostage is to make a primetime speech containing your ransom demands. Pay for this thing I promised you would be free, or your national parks and public servants get it. And then he says, first excerpt from Trump's wall speech released. And then he's got, you know, the font that looks like a ransom note.
Yeah.
It's like all the pieces are cut out of paper.
Yep, I saw that.
And he says, give me a wall to campaign in front of, or I will starve more park rangers, veterans, and cafeteria workers. And then he goes on to say, of course, we should remember that McConnell could end this shutdown in a few minutes.
Of course. But meanwhile, McConnell has been lost, missing in action. He's not. Yeah. She's not showing up anywhere. He wasn't at the White House the other day. He's just not making an appearance. Somebody on Twitter said we should put him on a milk carton.
Well, he's probably hiding under a pile of trash that hasn't been picked up.
What a shame. I think it sort of is his natural habitat.
Yeah, I think so. A little turtle. Head comes poking out and grabs a piece of paper to eat and goes back in, or old lettuce from a lunch or something. Judd Apatow, you know who he is. He's famous. He said, hey, CNN, Fox News, if there's a crisis at the border, why hasn't the government spent most of the money they already have in their budget to deal with it?
Good question.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't get it. Why haven't they done that?
Don't know.
Like, why haven't they done that? I figured it out, and I'm like 14. Why can't they figure it out? Mark Elias, a lawyer fighting to elect Democrats and protect voting rights, He says, breaking, Supreme Court denies last-ditch effort of Virginia GOP to stop court from putting in place a remedial map to cure their racial gerrymander. Yay!
Okay. Well, that's something to look forward to. The Democrats do have some good things planned, of legislation to bring up in the House. Doesn't mean the Republican-run Senate will consider any of the stuff that they pass in the House, but at least it's a good start. But there's also talk that Senate Democrats will not consider any bills that the Republicans put forward until the government is reopened. And I think that's a really good stance.
Yeah, I do too. I love that. Yep. I saw that the other day and I was like, really? Are you really doing that? Because
mm-hmm.
that's good.
Yep.
That's like a good thing, Democrats. Mm-hmm. Don't go blowing it, okay? Just keep doing good things. All right, these are from yesterday. Now, those were today's,
okay.
Boys and girls. Those were today's. And now, Miss Gotta Laugh, Miss Laffy is going to read you yesterday's. All right. Sam Stein tweeted, this is insane. The Department of Justice admits it made, likely deliberately, misstatements in data on terrorism and immigration, but is refusing to correct the record? And KGroX, our buddy, said, accepts no documents from the Trump, quote, administration, unquote. They won't even show you the paperwork purporting to name Matt Whitaker as acting AG. The House should stop accepting written communications from the White House unless Trump signs it before their eyes. And even if he signs it before their eyes, they should disbelieve everything in it.
Well, that's true. Again, that's why you need to keep the handy tonight. That's all.
That's a good thing to have.
I would love it if whoever is running the controls at one of the networks surreptitiously hit the buzzer every time he lied.
Right.
Now, they may lose their job, but oh my God, what a great thing to put on your resume.
Yeah, I think Joyce Vance was saying they should do the bleep, beep, you know, and just bleep out all the lies as he starts to say them.
Yep.
That would be so good.
Yep.
Now, I'm skipping this tweet number two, Nicole, because it basically is just talking about how whether or not they were going to air the networks were going to air the speech, and of course they are now. So no point in going into that. But Eric Bollert was talking about it. He said, the irony. In 2014, the networks denied Obama's request for airtime in primetime to address immigration reform.
That's right.
And Judd Legum said, any network that airs this live is knowingly participating in a disinformation campaign.
Yep.
And then Simon Malloy from Media Matters. I said, the fact that the White House is already lying about the speech feels like a compelling case to end deliberations about whether to carry the speech.
You think? The problem that the networks had was, they know that he lies. Every other word out of his mouth is a lie or more. I'm being generous here. But if they chose not to carry it, the attacks on them would be, it's the fake news, they're anti-Trump, they won't. And it's sort of in a lose-lose situation. They lose no matter what they decide to do, so they're carrying it. But, I'm going to go from channel to channel and see who was fact-checking him in real time. My guess is, I would think that NBC will and that CNN will. But those are just my guesses.
Maybe. I know CNN has done it before.
They have done it before.
Occasionally MSNBC has put up a good chyron.
Yep.
I don't know if they'll be doing it fast enough, though. That's
right.
The problem. But maybe they will.
And the difference is MSNBC may do it. NBC proper will not.
Right. Exactly. The other thing is, because it's only 8 minutes long, they may just save up and talk about it afterwards because it's so short. But they should do it while he's talking. Where am I? Anna Gedstad, kind of a random tweet that I saw. I asked TSA agent if I should take out my laptop out of its case, and she said, I don't care. I'm not getting paid.
Oh, my God.
And that, you feel safe now?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Everybody feels safe because Trump did promise he'd keep us safer than anybody. He said he alone could fix everything.
He did. Here, I've got something for you. For the TSA workers who are calling in sick, because these are some of the people who've been ordered to work during the shutdown for no pay. So they're calling in sick, and I don't blame them.
I kept begging them over and over again, get off of me, get off of me, get off of me.
He ran his hands down over and pulled the pants down. They went down around my ankles.
He asked to see a supervisor. That made things worse.
He was yelling, I have power.
Come on, come on, come on, come on now. Pat me, TSA. Fondle me, for I am not afraid. I have no bombs on me today. Come on and tickle my prostate. run your tongue across my taint.
He said taint.
Now I want you to grope me for me to fly the friendly skies. And I want John Pistoli to squat down and place his nose in my brown eye. Roomba fans insert.
Anyway, little bit from Boca Brittany Summers.
Yay! Oh, I love him.
Her.
Oh, God, I said him.
I know, I do that him. Too. She's cool. She gets it.
I know, but I'm sorry.
Well, that. You hear that voice, and it's, you know, you don't think her when you hear that voice.
That's the thing. I was just hearing it.
It's like those games when you have to, like, look at things and say what color they are when you're looking at something that's it spells out red, but it's green.
Yeah.
That's the kind of,
My mind can't do two things like that at once. So Rogue Senior Advisor, who gets into these like really nasty rants about Trump, but this one's just one of his regular ones or her regular ones. Mm-hmm. Imagine being so insecure in your political ideology and the future of your beliefs that a first-term congresswoman 1 week into her job makes you go on a collective party-wide meltdown. That should tell you all you need to know about the ground we're standing on.
Well, I disagree with Rogue Senior Advisor here. But okay, I guess this person's entitled to their wrong opinion every now and then.
Sure. Yeah, go for it. Yeah. I read everything. I don't care who says what. If something hits me, I read it.
Uh-huh.
And you should have seen me yesterday. I was like, there's some days that it's really hard to collect tweets for the show because all of them are repetitive. All of them are saying the same thing. Or they're just, you know, straight news tweets. And I'm going, well, guys, give me something here. I need it. So I start collecting things that I wouldn't necessarily collect.
Uh-huh.
So whatever. The Hill put out Scott Walker, who leaves office today, says he's keeping his campaign accounts open, may run for governor or senator in 2022.
Right.
And Dave Weigel said, for a guy who runs against government, he really seems to be allergic to working in the private sector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Scott Walker, just go home. Just
leave us alone. I hate that guy.
Enough already. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how many years on the political carnival writing about Scott Walker because I just detested him so much. It got so to be so often that people from Wisconsin were following me and like the big mucky mucks in Wisconsin who write about him were starting to follow me because I was covering him more than they were. It was crazy. But yeah, I can't stand him. The New York Times was saying facing billions of dollars in damages from wildfires, California utility companies are lobbying for a state law that will allow them to pass on the cost of wildfire. I'm sorry, let me read
pass
that
on the cost.
To pass on the cost of wildfires to their customers in the form of higher electricity rates.
Lovely.
And, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. And Naomi Klein said, you don't say Green New Deal now, she hashtagged. But yeah, I mean, that's what they're doing. They suck us dry for everything when it's their fault.
Yep.
Or partially their fault or anything. They'll suck us dry even when it's not their fault.
That's true.
Brian Stelter of CNN said, a TV exec texted, quote, he calls us fake news all the time. This is sort of what you were saying. He calls us fake news all the time, but needs access to airwaves. If we give him the time, he'll deliver a fact-free screed without rebuttal. And if we don't give him the time, he'll call every network partisan.
Yep.
So we are damned if we do and damned if we don't.
Exactly.
Jameson Fosner, who used to be with the DNC, he was with Media Matters. Now he's with Next Gen America. He said, if this TV exec can't tell whether it's worse to broadcast lies or be called a name, this TV exec should not be a TV exec.
But I get the point.
I get the point.
I do. Yeah.
But I kind of agree with Jameson Fosner, too. I think take your chances, you know?
Yeah. Donald Trump does things that, you know, that logically seem that they won't work. But it's opposite world with him. And so he does shit that is just so counterintuitive. It's so anti-factual. It's just,
nonsense, and yet he gets away with it, which is what gets, he keeps repeating the same bullshit over and over again, and people believe him, and it becomes, you know, the de facto truth in that world. So
I still think they should, they shouldn't air, they should show it, you know, delayed.
Yeah,
and so they take out whatever the lies are.
Exactly, but they all chickened out.
Which means there'd be nothing.
Yep, yep. The 8 minutes would be whittled down to 23 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. Where did I just? Oh, here, Brian. Brian Behar, a TV writer, said, "Why the fuck have three equal branches of government if we're going to let the president bypass the other two with this phony, totally manufactured state of emergency?" I didn't read that properly at all. Oh my God, I am so tired today. What is wrong with me? Why the fuck have three equal branches of government if we're going to let the president bypass the other two with this phony, totally manufactured state of emergency? There
well,
we go.
Well, that's true. And the thing is, and there are some members of Congress now openly saying it, what he wants to do is delete Congress. He wants to do away with the third branch of government.
Right.
Yep.
No, he wants to do away with, with all government. All
Well,
everywhere.
Anybody that's not him. He wants to be a dictator.
Not him.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's not government anymore. That's just dictatorship. Joy Reid said, Katie Turr, who covered Trump's campaign extensively, just made the point. Trump's base isn't holding him to a wall. They are sufficiently devoted to him that if he said no wall, they'd accept it just because he said so. It's conservative media that's holding him to a wall. As the New York Times has reported and a former Trump campaign aide has confirmed, the wall was just what you said earlier, a rhetorical device Roger Stone invented to keep Trump on topic during his rallies. It never was a real policy item or tied to some real national emergency, in quotes. So that's true.
Wow. Wow. And the thing is on that, I just lost my thought.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, it'll come to me if I'm not thinking.
Interrupt
about
me
it.
If you get it.
I'm trying
to
do three
it.
Things at once. That's why. Okay.
I get it. Why? Meanwhile, I've been getting texts from my kids and my husband.
Oh,
about,
that's what that sound is.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. That's them. Something about the new townhouse. So I'm like, oh no, just like there's all these things going on because they just moved in. So what about this? And what are we, they're fixing this. And we're supposed to go there? Where, you know, the usual
mommy, we need you.
Mommy,
get
we
off
have
the
a new townhouse. Could you come over and make it better?
Can you come cook us dinner, please?
Make me dinner.
we gave them a new refrigerator.
Ooh. Now, how old are they? You're talking like they're three. They were like 30,
no,
right?
They're not three. They couldn't buy their own townhouse. If they were four, maybe. Mm. But if they were three, they could never do it.
Right.
Yes, I'm old. Let's not talk about
I
that
am
anymore.
Too. My body is telling me that. Every
oh,
day
yeah. My body started telling me that God. Decades ago.
Mine started telling me that at 50. Yes.
See how I'm changing this? Alternate.
Yes.
Blackwater founder Eric Prince spills on interview with Mueller's team. You'd rather go to a proctology exam. And right. I said, insert asshole joke here. So anybody, if you have an asshole joke, it applies to Eric Prince.
Wait a minute. I have the ultimate, here.
Go
asshole.
For it. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for.
Keith Olbermann calling him an
asshole.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. And he probably actually did.
I'm sure.
Tom Hartman said Trump has a wall ad on cable news with, quote, paid for Trump 2020 campaign, or words to that effect. One, does anybody have a clip of it? Two, since with his ad, Trump has declared that the wall is a re-election device for himself, why are the networks giving him airtime about it?
Because that's what the networks did. That's how they gave him billions of dollars worth of free airtime during the campaign, and they're still doing it. They haven't learned their lessons.
At all. You know what? I tweeted that yesterday. I said they have not learned a thing since 2015-16.
Nothing.
It's just disgusting. It's one of the. It's like this crusade I'm on. I keep bashing them because I don't know how else to get it out of my system. It just drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have trouble reading. I think this is the one I'm having trouble reading because I don't
John
know where
Harwood
the emphasis
one?
Goes. Yeah, and I don't know why. Yesterday when I was reading it, I was like, wait, what? Yeah. What?
Well,
is a word missing?
Well before government shutdown, Trump signaled that exit strategy from wall stalemate was using the Pentagon emergency declaration gets him there.
That's where I
see. That's a typo. Gets him the fact. I don't know.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's a word missing here. The fact that it would get tied up in court is besides the point. He'd simply attack the courts along with Dems and the media.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm glad. So glad you had the same problem because I was like, when I read it and I put it into the tweets, I was like, yeah, I get that. And then when I went and read it again, I was like, what? Nahal Tusi from Politico. Drafts of Pompeo's speech later this week in Cairo also have him praising the Saudis for their handling of the Khashoggi case and saying Iran should learn from Saudi Arabia on human rights and the rule of law.
This is what should have everyone terrified right now, that kind of shit, because this is an authoritarian regime ramping up, and we've got to stop it.
Can I end on my my own tweet?
Yes.
Trump will hold a tube of yellow cake, claim a refugee named Betty Crocker brought it in, mispronounced Niger, claim he ate a mushroom-clad pizza after mumbling something about a smocking gun, and declare a national emergency. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, that works. Yeah. Now, and you don't need to watch the speech because there you have it. Although, again, let me say, you don't have to watch it. I'll watch it so you don't have to. Daniel Dale of the Toronto Star will no doubt be live tweeting it at ddale8, and he will be on this program tomorrow so we can talk about that and how he enjoys being a journalist, a Washington correspondent for the Toronto Star in this day and age. All right, gotta laugh. Find her on the Twitters at gotta laugh, and here every Tuesday. Thank you, Laffy.
Yes, thank you, too.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
And thank you for being here. As always, tomorrow, Daniel Dale from the Toronto Star will be our special guest. I'll see you then. Bye.